We talked mid-session kind of about the branding bill that you were opposed, and it does look like you you did a pretty nice job in getting things that you were, you know, adamant about not seeing happen out of the bill that they were initially considering, and making sure that the brand committee still has the tools to do its work with, you know, with some revisions in the way fees and things are collected, but that the brand, you know, the brand itself and the brand inspection area and things will basically stay intact.
Yeah, that was quite a baptism by fire into the legislature bill for me. Certainly, I'm very familiar with the issue, served on the brand committee. You know, we ranch, we're in the cattle business, so we understand the value of the brand. But boy, that was a fight, to say the least. We came pretty close to losing it all, and that's really not an exaggeration. There was, of course, a bill introduced last year, and we, I know, have talked about that. That was introduced by Senator Ibaugh, and then the bill introduced this year by Senator Hansen would have just straight out eliminated the brand committee and made all inspections voluntary. So that the Ag Committee was more than willing and ready to moved Hansen's bill out of committee, and it would have had momentum if it had hit the floor, and been certainly difficult to stop. So I do give Senator DeKay kudos to, as chairman of the Ag Committee, that he was able to keep the Hansen bill from getting out of committee. But there was a strong desire from that committee as a whole to, in their words, do something. I can't tell you how many times I would hear this from some of my colleagues that have served for, say, 4 more years in the legislature, that we need to do something, even though they don't understand the brand laws at a deep level to know what doing something even means. You know, just But there was certainly a determination that we were going to fix this. They didn't want to revisit it again. So all of that to say, there it was pretty clear that something was going to get passed.
Well, how much legwork did you have to do on an individual basis? Because we all know that a good majority of the state legislature are in the, you know, 3-county metro area of Douglas, Sarpy, and Lancaster, and so not many of those senators, especially newer senators, are even familiar at all with that issue. So how much individual legwork did you have to do with individual members to try to get them to see the practicality of keeping the brand committee intact?
Yeah, no, lots of conversations with my colleagues about cattle industry as a whole, what the brand committee did, what it didn't do. You know, and I appreciated the fact that there was some genuine interest in understanding it all better, but also pretty discouraged that out of 49 elected members of the legislature, I would say only 4 at best earn either all or a significant portion of our income in the cattle business and understand the brand laws at all. So, you know, knowing that if something got to the floor, again, it was going to be pretty difficult to have that fight on the floor in real time with, you know, 44 other people or 45 other people that don't understand it. So, you know, I will say Senator Jacobson and I were a pretty good team in helping to negotiate ultimately what you saw get passed. And I don't love everything about it, but the proponents of Senator Ibaugh and Senator Hansen's bill don't love everything about it either.
Well, that typically means it's probably a decent piece of legislation then.
Exactly. They did not get what they wanted, but I am very pleased. As you have observed, we were able to hold everything intact, that in terms of nobody's exempt, the brand committee's intact, You know, we saw some changes on the board makeup, but I would actually say maybe some positive changes. Cow-Calf has gained, I think, a couple seats on that board. And, you know, the funding, that's another example of some fee increases, but actually the fee increases that were passed were actually being requested from the brand committee. That was what Senator Dekay's original bill was. And so, you know, we're still in a good spot. And the way I've explained this to people is, you know, the ship took a few blows to the bow, but we held her together.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's not perfect, but we did keep the structure and the integrity of the brand committee and the inspection system intact.
Well, appreciate the insight into that again, and probably no better representative down there regarding the brand committee's work than somebody who's been on the other side of that. So before we let you go, Tanya, wanted to give you a chance to kind of talk and tell some of the folks about some of the bills that you saw this session that got to the finish line.
Yeah, a couple that might have more local interest. They were brought to me by constituents and organizations that represent our industry, and one being the bill that gives cattle the right-of-way. So initially, when they brought this bill to me, Nebraska Cattlemen brought the fundamental pieces of it to me and were explaining it, and I was kind of scratching my head thinking, well, don't we do this anyway?
Right, surprised it wasn't already set in stone.
Right, but in western Nebraska, in cattle country, most of us understand, you know, when you come down the highway and somebody's moving cattle, you know, we just know culturally what to do. Common sense sort of prevails. But what was never written into law was, you know, in the event that cows hit, God forbid, in that situation, or even worse, you know, a rider or individual that's helping move those cattle is injured or hit, you know, what does the law say about who had the right-of-way? I mean, how do we determine fault? And it was not clear. And so that's really what this bill does. So it clearly gives the cattle the right-of-way, just like a pedestrian would have the right-of-way. Or a couple years ago, or maybe it was just last year, we passed a law that identified bicyclists as what's called a vulnerable road user. So they have the right-of-way. This now adds cattle and people herding cattle into that same category and makes pretty clear provisions as to what a motorist should do when they encounter livestock on the road being moved and the men and women that are moving them.